Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you are with us. And I have a special program here. Matter of fact, I'm going to be introducing the subject matter and actually our contributing correspondent, you know, our contributing reports colleague, and that's Angeline Marie. And I'm so glad that she's filed these reports with us, and I'm going to make some comments on the front end, the back end of these various segments upcoming for this week. And the subject at hand is cryptocurrency, something that I really don't know a lot about. You might think that I would because of all the exposés I've done on the Federal Reserve and the monetary system. And I just really haven't kept up with, and I haven't invested the time to dig deeper and to delve into this whole digital realm of currency. And so I think you're going to find this quite interesting and very informative. It's on cryptocurrency. It goes beyond just Bitcoin, but it is a digital currency, digital system, digital ledgers, peer-to-peer. Without further ado, I'm going to let Angeline introduce you to this and to educate and to help inform for those of you like myself that don't know a whole lot. And there's kind of a mystery science behind this digital realm of currency, cryptocurrency. Thanks, Angeline, so much. Take it away.
So, Tom, you asked me to look into cryptocurrency, and I don't know, a couple months ago, I had been looking into Facebook's Libra, which is a soon-to-be-released cryptocurrency or digital currency. So I kind of had already looked into some of this, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of go over the basics of what cryptocurrency is, and then I want to tie that into Facebook's Libra and why I think that maybe this is soon on our horizon. So cryptocurrency is nothing more than a digital currency, and it is encrypted. It uses an encryption technique. It's used to regulate the units of currency and verify the transfer of funds, and this whole process operates independently of what we know as the traditional centralized banking system. So the whole idea behind crypto was kind of after the financial debacle of 2008. It was kind of created to get away from the centralized banking and to move to a more decentralized system to provide a currency so that people could build their own personal wealth beyond the restrictions of the centralized banking system. So in 2008, like I said, that's kind of when Bitcoin came on the scene. It was sort of the way the creators decided it was the way to get around an insidious modern-day banking system. It was an alternative. However, I remember, especially in the first few years, the press really put a negative slant on it, like it was, you know, crazy money, that this digital money really didn't have a value. It was smoke and mirrors in the air, okay? So the value was questioned. Now, as I was looking into this more recently, I came across a book. I know you know the author. You've actually interviewed him a couple times. Author and radio host James Paris. He wrote a book called 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. And in that, he kind of goes over how he got into Bitcoin and the basics. And, you know, he brings up a really good point. He states that the value of any currency, at least now, is the confidence that the people put into it, because even our green money that we use is no longer backed by anything. It used to be backed by gold, but in 1971, the dollar, the U.S. dollar, was taken off the gold standard. So really, it's a fiat currency not backed by anything. So it's really backed by now the confidence that the people put into it. So Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency or digital currency. Today, there's over 1,500 different cryptocurrencies. It is a volatile currency. It can drop as much as 80%, and then it can ride a wave up to 200 and 300%. So people seem to get lured into it thinking it'll be a get-rich-quick scheme. So you kind of do have to know what you're doing to you should know what you're doing, just not go into it blindly, do research. Now, early investors did make huge amounts of money, but then a lot of people have been scammed. And I think this is why the press has been so down on the system. So you really do have to know what you are doing. Like I said, the Bitcoin was the first decentralized, and it was decentralized intentionally, really to keep the power in the hands of the people rather than the big bankers. Now, what you should know about cryptocurrency in general is it is built on this platform called the blockchain. It's blockchain technology. And all that means is that it is a digital system that is peer-to-peer. So there's this digital ledger, and it's peer-to-peer rather than in centralized banking. You had a bank ledger that had to be maintained by central banking authorities. And so that meant that the people that put their money in these institutions had to trust and rely on the central banking authority. So we rely traditionally on bankers and their ledgers. Now the blockchain comes in and it eliminates this whole centralized power. So now the power is in the hands of each user that is on the blockchain system or the digital currency system. They all get their own copies of these ledgers, and all the copies of all the ledgers are synchronized and verified through what they call a consensus algorithm. So everything is pretty much watched and maintained now by the users rather than an all powerful, all-seeing central banking system. You know, it really can get complicated. You can read more on it. There's a lot of, you know, cryptocurrency 101 articles out there. I can't go into all the nuances of it, but that's basically what it is. Crypto has brought us from the fiat system, centralized banking, to now a more distributed, decentralized platform. So that would be the biggest difference between our traditional bank centralized and the cryptocurrency decentralized. So you have to ask yourself, okay, so maybe the press has been putting a negative slant, because let's see, who owns the press? Would it be some of these big elites and the corporate banks? I mean, when it comes down to it, who really owns the press, and might that be the reason that they're poo-pooing this decentralized system in the press, because they don't want it to be an attractive alternative to the quote-unquote regular people, right? That's just my opinion. That's kind of where my thinking on this has gone. So now we're in the system that allows the users to hold, send, receive money online. Okay. Now, in terms of regulation and policy, because the government, the U.S. government, does not really understand where all this is going, it's kind of a murky area. And that's the other thing. So if we were to bring something like this in a more mainstream fashion, how does it get regulated? You see, traditional ledgers by the centralized banks were responsible and regulated. But now, if we go with this new blockchain decentralization and there's no central operators, how do you police this? How do you regulate it? And at the moment, like I said, this all needs deeper analysis, because it's really really murky at best. Some more issues for debate as far as regulations is, okay, how do we do consumer protection? How do we do financial surveillance, such as an anti-money laundering? How do we keep up on tax compliance, privacy, identity? How do you regulate the securities and commodities? So really, these are some of the issues on the table now because they just really don't know how they would regulate this. I talked about why I think the press has put such a negative spin on this. However, there has been a lot of scams, and so you do have to be on watch if you're going to get involved in something like this. Crypto has been called scams and Ponzi schemes, and in some cases, that is the truth. Now, I would like to introduce a player that's coming on the scene. I'm sure you have heard that Mark Zuckerberg had been kicking around the idea of a digital currency this year for 2020 called Libra. And so here's an interesting note, though. Although now he wants to get in on this game, it must be noted that Mark Zuckerberg was very down on crypto digital currencies just a few years ago. But now, all of a sudden, he is changing his tune because he wants to create his own, and that currency would be called Libra, L-I-B-R-A.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back. Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you are with us. And let me just reintroduce subject at hand today, and that's cryptocurrency, the digital currency, the mystery science, if you will, behind it. Something that I'm not all that familiar with. I'm doubtful that the majority of our audience, although we have a very bright audience, intelligence level extraordinaire, I really feel like it's something I've been wanting to learn more about, something that I feel is necessary. And I was so glad that Angeline was willing to accommodate us as a contributing correspondent for this program. We're going to pick up with more of her contributions here and reportage as it relates to cryptocurrency. But more specifically in this segment, the Facebook Zuckerberg Libra leap into the digital realm of currency, cryptocurrency, his own, and you probably have seen some of the stories on this, and so she's going to actually dig deeper than the typical reporter would and give us the scoop, give us the lowdown on Zuckerberg, Facebook, Libra, cryptocurrency and his version and how he's going to present and run this digital currency operation. So let's go right to Angeline and cryptocurrency.
So I kind of went over cryptocurrency, the basics, and I introduced Mark Zuckerberg's Libra. And I kind of wanted to go more into his deciding to do this digital currency for 2020. The interesting thing about Facebook was they were banning cryptocurrency ads in January 2018. And then Zuckerberg decides to loosen up the rules on these ads in May of 2019. And then just after that, he announces that he is creating his own cryptocurrency in 2020 called Libra. So first he's against cryptocurrency ads and he's banning them on Facebook, and then he lets them back on Facebook, and then he announces his own cryptocurrency. So Libra is a cryptocurrency that is intended to instantly allow anyone from all over the world to send money, receive money, buy things with pretty much no fees. Now, the Libra is going to be built on the same principles as far as the platform is Bitcoin. So it's going to be built on a blockchain system like Bitcoin is. However, how it's going to differ is Libra is going to be a digital currency that's backed by the dollar, the euro, and the yen. And like I said, the planned release is sometime this year in 2020. Now, there's some things that you should know about Libra and Mark Zuckerberg. In May of 2017, the Washington Times said that Mark Zuckerberg was pushing a global tax to give every man, woman, child a certain amount of money, and this is called the universal basic income. So Mark Zuckerberg is for this universal basic income, and he said the reason for it is it puts power in the people's hands rather than the government's hands. So he's for this government issued universal basic income. And he says it would be funded by a global tax to combat poverty. Okay, so why am I telling you this? Just keep this in mind, this universal basic income. And then his reasoning for the Libra, he said, was to elevate those in poverty and put them on the same level economically as anyone else. So it wouldn't matter how impoverished you were or where you were in the world, that Libra would give you the freedom to trade, to have money. So you're holding it, you're holding Libra with Facebook, and you have this, you know, economic power now, no matter how much or how little money you have. He said it would elevate everybody to the same opportunities, basically. Okay, and he's basically saying that, too, about this universal basic income, putting the power into the people's hands. So here's the questions I'm asking. Why would this successful capitalist push this socialist idea? I'm just asking questions, okay? Just so that you know, Mark Zuckerberg is worth about $66 billion, and he's only about, I don't know, he's in his mid-30s. He's around 35, 36, something like that. So he himself is worth about $66 billion. Now, he recently testified in front of the House Financial Services Committee because they wanted to know what he was going to do with Libra, why he was doing it, what is it. They wanted answers to these questions. So Zuckerberg says, again, it's a global digital currency and payment system that would allow people to buy and send money anywhere with really near zero fees. So in order to hold this Libra, Facebook would be the creator of a wallet that would hold your Libra, and the wallet is called Calibra Wallet, and Facebook would be basically creating this wallet. Now, when the committee asked Zuckerberg about control of the system and user data security. Because remember, he was under fire not too long ago because users of Facebook, their data had been breached. So through third parties, were getting a hold of this data, and the users did not know this was happening, and Facebook really took a black eye for this whole thing. So there's already questions when it comes to how reliable is Facebook at keeping track of user data security. So he says, well, not to worry. He's telling the committee this. Don't worry about the control and the safety of user data, because Facebook won't control Libra. You see, they have created the Libra Association, and the Libra Association is made of various corporations and nonprofits, and they would be the one to govern Libra, not Facebook. So you don't have to worry. That's basically what he's saying. Now, Libra, like I said, will be built on a blockchain technology, so it will also be decentralized like Bitcoin, meaning no single entity controls it. Now, when Zuckerberg was questioned about Facebook's past questionable data sharing practices, he claimed that crypto dealings will protect users because they will never mingle the Libra with the Facebook platform. So he's saying there's not going to be a crossover, that they won't mingle Libra with Facebook data. Now, the Libra Association will earn interest on money when users cash in, or if it's held in reserve, to keep the value of the Libra stable. So that's how they would make money on it. Now, before we go on, I just want to summarize. So we have this guy that's already being questioned by government because of data breaches in the past with Facebook, their negligence when it came to user data. Now he's saying, I want to create and control a digital currency through this newly created association made up of corporations. So don't forget about this universal basic income that I brought up before, because I think it's going to all tie into this. So this is going to be important. Who makes up the Libra Association? Who would govern Libra? All right, approximately 21 companies and nonprofits are going to be part of the Libra Association. And guess what, folks? It's going to be based in Switzerland. So when Zuckerberg was before this committee, they asked, why Switzerland? Why not the U.S.? And he said, because Switzerland was more of a forward-thinking country when it came to financial systems. So who are some of the companies, corporations, and nonprofits that are going to be involved in the Libra Association? Well, surprise, surprise, one will be Facebook. You're going to have Uber and Lyft. They're part of it. Something called PayU, Spotify, Vodafone, Andreessen Horowitz, Rabbit Capital, Coinbase, and Thrive Capital. This is just to name a few. I think they were up to about 20-something, 27 maybe companies at one time that were involved in this. Now, that could have changed because I know some of the companies that originally signed on have since left. So I'm not sure the exact number right now. But those are just some of the companies that were involved. Now, here's my opinion on this. You have Facebook. They create this quote-unquote Libra Association. But I think they created the Libra Association to be a proxy to portray that there's a division between Facebook and Libra, so that Facebook walks away appearing as though they are now become this ethical company. Okay, so I think this is going to be a very interesting tidbit to watch. So we got to see how this is going to unfold in real life. So here you have Facebook. They're already under scrutiny by the Department of Justice due to antitrust issues and compromising Facebook user data. So they have this black eye. And now Zuckerberg tells the House Financial Services Committee that the Libra Association will move forward only if U.S. regulators give approval. So this was one thing he said, was that if the Libra Association doesn't play like the way you want them to, Mr. Government people, that Facebook will be the good guy and we will just throw our hands up and walk away and we'll wash our hands of this whole thing. We're going to be upstanding all of a sudden. We're going to all of a sudden be a responsible, upstanding organization. Okay. So here's my analysis of that. Could it be that all along this Libra Association, this whole thing was a manufactured plan to make Libra and the Libra Association eventually a free agent that has to overcome no regulatory obstacles while keeping Facebook's brand intact? I know this sounds confusing, but here's what I'm saying. Could it be that this Libra Association will be look like the big bad guy at the end if they don't work in lockstep with the government regulations? Because I think if they're dealing out of Switzerland, they can tell the U.S. government to go pound sand. I'm not sure exactly how that would work. I'm not a legal expert, but it seems to me that they would have that loophole. And Facebook is saying, well, if the Libra Association doesn't do exactly what you want as far as regulation, then we'll just step away from the whole project. Now, come on, folks. Do you really believe that? Facebook is the creator of the Libra and the Calibra wallet and the association. And aren't they the guys that are under investigation from the Department of Justice? It doesn't make any sense to me, but it would make sense if they manufactured this whole scenario just in case there's regulation they don't want to deal with, meaning the Libra Association. If there's regulations that would strangle them or become an obstacle so much so they couldn't go forward, wouldn't it be grand if Facebook could point at the Libra Association and say, well, it was their fault, but meanwhile, the Libra Association doesn't have to give in to U.S. regulation. So if the Libra Association does something that U.S. regulators don't agree with, Facebook appears to cut ties, okay, and they appear to be the ethical guy walking away.
That a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports, and so glad that Angeline is offering her research abilities and her reportage as it relates to cryptocurrency. This is another part of the report that she filed with us, and this one goes even more deeply and actually talks about kind of the dangerous and the deleterious effects, known and unknown, as it relates to Facebook and Libra, and the fact that if you have this, it's sort of a monopoly cryptocurrency, and the influence they already have throughout this entire world, and how many people might actually get sucked into this. They might end up being the dominant cryptocurrency, maybe the dominant currency of the planet. So there are a lot of things to consider, and there should be a certain amount of consternation and constraint, and maybe even controls and regulations in order to protect the general populace, not only of the United States, but the world. This is certainly a way that we could be digitally branded and digitally controlled. So I'm going to let Angeline complete her report on this, and it is somewhat startling and somewhat disconcerting, but we shine the spotlight on these kinds of issues and kind of track these and see where they're trending and how far along they are. And so that's what we try to do here with our reports and with our program. Back to you, Angeline.
Here's another piece of information to consider regarding Facebook. Keep in mind the black eye that they have from former antitrust issues. Today, it's got 7 million advertisers and 90 million in small businesses on there. Now, couldn't they potentially be the built-in audience that the Libra would need and Facebook, because I really believe Facebook is in Libra is going to be one and the same, even though they're telling us that the Libra Association is going to be the proxy. So they could potentially allow the social network to provide loans, credit, money transfers, e-commerce services to all of these built-in audiences via the Libra Association. So in other words, Facebook's the conduit via this proxy Libra to deliver all these bank services online through a digital currency. So they have these built-in audiences and they're marrying it with all this new digital currency. And they also, not only do they have the business side locked up, they've already got the consumer base too. So they have all the audiences in place already. And Facebook, unfortunately, is just growing every day. To me, this sounds like a bank. House Finances Committee did ask them, are you wanting to be a bank? And Zuckerberg said he denied it. And he said, no, we're not applying for a bank charter. So he says he's not going to be a bank. But Zuckerberg, who is in favor of this universal basic income, is now pushing the creation and implementation of a global digital currency. But who's really going to control it? Now, he says the Libra Association will control it and not Facebook. But could it be maybe the government? Could it be New World Order elites? These are questions to ask. So we're looking for some people. If you were New World Order elites, and you wanted to go global currency, what would you have to do? You need to get the people hooked on the digital currency. And once they're hooked, like they've been hooked and hoodwinked into using Facebook, it would be so easy to hoodwink all those Facebook users to this digital currency. And once they're into this currency and they like using it and they start using it and then they rely on it for convenience sake, now they're stuck in this controlled digital currency environment, right? So wouldn't Zuckerberg, if you were these New World Order elites, wouldn't Zuckerberg be the perfect guy to carry out this whole thing? I mean, he was the front man that built the Facebook empire, and Facebook has surpassed being just a silly social network, right? So if New World Order elites wanted to move us now to this cashless society where they can track all transactions and monitor all of our monetary transactions, this would be a great way to herd the people into that direction. This is in my opinion. Could the end game really be to control financial transactions of everyone and everything always and everywhere? This is a question to ask. Could Libra possibly be that first phase towards a global digital currency and the control? Could Libra be the envisioned direct replacement for the current fiat system? I know I'm going long. I need to wrap this up. So here's what I'm asking at the end. What's Facebook's end game? What do they get out of it? Money? Maybe. Power? I would say absolutely. Data collection? I would say absolutely. And whoever holds the data, folks, holds the power. Data is becoming, I think, more of worth than even just money. And especially the money we have, it's really not backed by anything. Financial data at that, I mean, not only are they collecting data, now it's going to be our financial data and our financial steps that we take in the digital world. So this would give Libra, aka Facebook, a lot of power and a lot of eventual control of the people that opt to play into their Libra system. But, you know, more importantly, what about the people that don't want to play in the system? What about those that don't want to, quote unquote, opt into the Libra system? Are they going to be locked out of commerce? Are they going to be locked out of employment or healthcare or education because they don't want to play in this Libra system? So let me give you a quick example of Facebook and getting a job. A few years ago, I started working in the sourcing community for a certain industry. And when we would find certain candidates for certain job positions, do you know that there was employers that if they didn't have a Facebook, if a candidate didn't have a Facebook profile, and this is true even today, probably more today, if a candidate doesn't have a Facebook profile, that they're automatically excluded from the candidate pool because they look like they're not with it. They don't have a Facebook profile, so they must not know what's going on and they're not with it and they're not in the trendy in crowd, so we wouldn't even want to consider them for a job. This is real life. This is really happening. So now let's backtrack to what I said before. What if it was a Libra digital system where maybe all small businesses one day are going to have to play in the Libra sandbox in order to pay their people? Maybe that's how we're going to get paid. And if we're not in this, if we're not opted into this Libra system, maybe it'll be hard for us to get a job because how else would we get issued our pay if we're not in the Libra system? And if you think this is way out of, in cyberspace, let me tell you something. Look at China's social scoring system. There's people in China today that cannot get jobs because of their quote unquote low social score. So if you're not in these systems and you're not a player, you can easily be excluded from just everyday commerce and just to exist, just to buy food. That's where I think this whole thing is heading. So I guess to summarize, I'm just going to say Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook's Libra and this Libra association, it's something to watch.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. Thank you, Angeline, for your great contributions this week as it relates to cryptocurrency and the ins and outs and general knowledge as it relates to what this is and cautionary notes. And I'm just going to give you some of my observations and reflections. And I listened to the reports myself. I also did a little bit of online searching. I have to say, in conclusion, I have my concerns about this being a digital fiat currency versus a paper backed by nothing fiat currency that our country and many countries are on as it relates to the Federal Reserve System, the Bank of England, and the global markets and the global marketplace. So to me, you know, I don't see personal advantages for me. There might be for others. I have, you know, major reservations and concerns as it relates to Facebook and Libra and other major players that are going to want to take up some of this financial space, if you will. There's going to be great opportunities, but also the possibility of great losses. There's a lot of mystery science here. And quite frankly, I know it's a confidence game, just like, matter of fact, if you look at the Federal Reserve and its Modern Money Mechanics, its booklet it published in 1982, it says there's nothing that there's no intrinsic value to the currency. It's simply the confidence people have. Comparably, I think you see that with, you know, the Bitcoin and with various other cryptocurrencies. You know, this digital monetary realm is somewhat, in my belief, suspect. It is something that I lack a lot of trust and faith in. It's something that I don't really feel that there's a great utility for me, and I think people that would think like myself. But again, there's other people that have certain financial assets and financial reasons and maybe a certain financial expertise and intelligence well beyond my scope. But I think it's kind of interesting and fun to observe that it's kind of the wild, wild west. I still look at it even from a biblical perspective that we are getting to the point where we are becoming a cashless society. And there's so many different ways. You can look at, in a simple way, you know online bill paying or, you know, just using any kind of plastic cards, debit cards, credit cards. And, you know, there's digital wallets and there's all kinds of smart devices and applications that can be used. So my concern is that we're almost to the point where we can be enslaved by the digital realm and by the cashless society. And moreover, there is no actual material wealth. There's no intrinsic value as it relates to like a gold or silver, a precious metal, something that is tangible. So these are all concerns that I have. But we're going to tackle many subjects, not just, you know, what's happening in the political realm, but it can go beyond what's happening in the daily political drumbeat. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish here at Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. My website is TomDonahueReports.com. Of course, podcasts are available. You may be listening in a variety of different online digital platforms, streaming platforms, but in the podcasting area, we're on Podomatic, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, and various others. So just look for Tom Donahue Reports or Tom Donahue Show, or matter of fact, if you want to just Google and find, search for me, the best way is typing in Tom Donahue Radio, Tom Donahue Reports. You'll see articles, you'll see various links, and whether it's my LinkedIn, whether it's TomDonahueReports.com, the website, or the podcast directories, or TalkStream Live, But there's a lot of ways that you can find out more about yours truly. Angeline Marie, we've mentioned before that she can also be contacted through her network and her own individual radio program. And let me just give you very quickly that information. It's K-Star Talk Radio Network, her show, my show, various other conservative, Christian, radio and streaming shows are available 24/7 there at K-Star Talk Radio Network. Also, her radio show, and she has podcasts of those, is Truth Seekers Radio Show. So there you go. And again, I want to thank all the our affiliates and all of you folks that listen and share these audio files, these shows, links to the streams and the podcasts. Till we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show. Have a great week.
Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.